Hello?
Hi, Forrest McGee. How are you?
Yeah, who is this?
My name is Forrest. We have an appointment to talk. You talked with my assistant yesterday about your property on Morris Road.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, you come in at perfect timing.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
So, tell me what's going on.
Well, I got there on 2021. I got in love with the property. And be honest with you, I got there on September 2021.
Mm-hmm.
From that time to now, I've been purchased 13 lots.
Mm.
I saw eight. I got five right now. But when I did it on all the signs, I built myself a tiny house. Okay? And that's the one I'm selling for $85,000. It's beautiful. Even have a wood burner stove. What I did was I add an addition to the camper, and I put a bedroom, connect the kitchen, bathroom from the camper, and after that I went to put it in the screen porch. I mean the porch, metal roof, and I can live there year round in that property. But every time going to the lake, it was a property there. I really like it a lot. Connect to the sewer. And one day I saw the guy. Yeah, I think I said, one day he wants to sell. Can you sell it to me? He did it. He called. And that's the last property I had purchased there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the premium piece of property there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what I have. I have a total of five lots. One is 18,000 with the camper. I did the repairs on the roof, put new floor in the camper, put some gravel on the ground. I spent some money on. And the other one is $22,000. It's a big, big lot with an addition and a chair and a deck. The camper is not in the best shape, but it's functional. I can fix it, but I didn't have a time for it. And the other one is a beautiful corner lot with the 2002 camper park model. It have a 40x12 park model on. And I want to sell maybe two lots is what I think. But I kind of decide what I got two of the best ones. I want to keep one for me. By the way, I plan to go there tomorrow. It's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I don't know if I'm going to be into the camper thing. Kind of like your concept, like your idea, I think. You know, it works for you, but it's probably going to be a no for me.
The question is, what do you do? What's going on with you? Now I describe myself. Why are you thinking that?
Oh yeah, so I buy properties pretty much all over the state. I'm in Ashland, not that far away from this. I know where you're at, and I know where this campground's at. So I was, more interested in seeing if we could do, something, where I could buy the lots. But since you got the trailers and everything on there,
let me tell you something. The campers are there, but can be disposed of for $400-$600.
Uh-huh.
Take it to the landfill, okay? But
yeah.
The ones I'm talking about can be fixed. And from 21 to now, I can tell you, Indian Acre be booming. Okay, a lot going on there. The guy like me, he turning that campground in a better place. It's a lot to do there. And the dues is only $1,600 a year for somebody to sleep there 210 days of the year. It's no other place you can find like that. I see what you say, but share with you my experience. The reason why I be doing that is because we make a little money. That's my story. I be doing good, camping and make money on.
And
everything I have in there is kind of premium spots, but that's the price for it.
Now, what are the rules on tenants? Like, if you wanted to rent them out, do they do that, or do they want homeowners?
Well, you legal, you cannot rent, you cannot advertise for anything. But each lot have a 10 guest lots, you know, 10 people can come in, and they can sleep 4 nights each time. I mean, each lot pass have a 60 nights to sleep there. By 10, that's a lot. And in my case, I'm not in a rental business. I'm there to, you know, to turn the place in a better shape. And by, can somebody rent it there to friends, whatever? I don't know, but I think, why not? You know what I mean? But I never be at that.
Okay. Well, you know, I would really be looking at this for, you know, doing like rentals or something. And I just think that, you know, what sounds like you got a great opportunity, you know, the area well, and I just don't know how, you know, I would be able to monetize it as well as you. So I really do appreciate your time.
Let's put it this way. It's a guy there. It's a guy there named Chris. I think Chris flipped over 200 lots already. Okay. I'm the baby goldfish in the middle of the lake, okay? It's a big boy here.
You said you're going to be down there tomorrow.
I plan to be there this weekend.
Yeah, I can't be there tomorrow or Saturday. I could do it on Sunday. I live in Doswell, so I'm not that far away.
What are you doing? You're an investor, realtor? What you are?
Yeah, so my company is called CVA Homes. I do business as Forest Buys Houses. And we just, you know, look for people that, you know, want to sell their properties. I do have a realtor license as well. That's not my primary business. My primary business is an investor. So that's what we do. Typically, we focus on, you know, single family properties, but, you know, my assistant said, you know, found your opportunity and, you know, was able to connect with you.
Excuse me, do you do West Virginia or?
I've done some deals in North Carolina, but I haven't gone north of.
Do you do any mobile home parks?
Yeah.
I own a mobile home park in Arkansas.
Oh, do you?
I built myself a mobile home park there. I got 35 people living there. And my brother got another mobile home park. Bottom line is, between my brother, me, and my nephew, we have over 100 people under our wing.
Would you be available to meet me on Sunday sometime around midday, or is that too late for you? You're going to head back?
Okay, guess what? Here's what the plan is. I plan to go there. If I go there, I will stay there for the weekend.
Okay.
That's what I am. But call me Sunday morning either way.
Okay, I'll call you Sunday morning around 9 o'clock. And
yeah,
I'll call you from this same number. This is 804-805-5040, okay?
Okay, who was the person who called yesterday?
Assistant, Sid. He's an assistant of mine. He lives in Lahore, Pakistan.
Where?
Lahore, Pakistan.
I recognize his voice. He worked with you.
Yeah, he's been with me 3 years.
That means he's calling from there, huh?
Yeah, he's calling from there. We use a thing called, I mean, you understand what we do. So we use a thing called smartphone, and it's so that all of us can be on the same page, and I can monitor my team and I can see how many people they called every day and who they called, et cetera, et cetera.
Let me tell you something. Now I give you my profile, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the guy who live and manage rental properties, okay, in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I live in Rockville, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where Rockville is? It's like right down the Potomac River. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I spent quite a bit of time, my middle and high school, I lived in Falls Church. So I know Northern Virginia, Maryland.
Okay. From here, 70 mile radius. Trust me, it's nothing better than Indian Acres to play with a little money, okay?
Hmm.
Okay, it's nothing better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Arkansas. Everything I own there, I have 14 industrial acres. I got the mobile home park. And that's just free and clear. What I do in the Indian Acres is I kind of distress myself. It's still $1,500 lots there.
Hmm.
The worst case is to have a $1,600 dues a year, right? This is the way I look at it. If I can have another boy can play with me with some money, you know, maybe $20,000 to $50,000,
mm-hmm.
I run it in an LLC, okay? I will tell you something. It's no joke. We can make some money. I be doing things there my way, Lonely Wolf. But I gotta tell you, I be making money every lot I buy. I never lose money on.
Hmm.
And maybe I'm too small to you, but I'm one of those old school guys. You know what I mean?
You're probably not too small to me, man. You sound like you've been doing this for a while.
I've been a general contractor from 2004, but in after COVID, what I recognize is we die with nothing, and the only thing we take it with us is the stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that anymore. I just take it something with no stress. But if you want to, don't have to be on this snowstorm, you know what I mean? But if you want to keep my number in Mimi there, in a quiet way, I got to tell you, I don't think you'll be disappointed. I don't.
Yeah, I'd like to meet you on Sunday. If you're still around, I'm going to call you around 9 o'clock, and I'll come up and see you around midday, and if you're still around.
Yeah, either way, say my number. You say we're not that far from there anyway. And we can...
Okay.
We can talk. Guess what? The best time on that campground is the springtime.
Mm.
When the people go into the lake, the pools, that's what the activity is. Mm-hmm. Right now, even the water's off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I just trying to be as strong with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
We can keep talking, okay?
Sure. I will talk to you Sunday morning from this phone number. I'm going to call you, okay?
All right, sir. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.